صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. We'll continue our book في الكلفي by Sheikh Suleiman Al-Ruhaili رحمه الله, one of the teachers in the Prophet's Masjid in Medina. Someone asked one of the scholars, you know, these days we are in the times of Peter. Some questions are questions of Peter. Someone asked Sheikh Mashur Hassan al-Salman about one of the scholars, Sheikh Salih al-Husayn. Sheikh, should we be learning from Sheikh Salih al-Husayn? The Sheikh says, if somebody is made a teacher in the Prophet's Masjid, is that not sufficient proof that he's a knowledgeable person? Because in our times, people ask questions of trouble, problem questions. So when the teacher answers the question, whichever way he answers the question, he is dragged into fitna. If he says yes, if he says no. What I wanted to draw from that is that the fact that Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhaili is a teacher in the Prophet's Masjid is sufficient proof of his scholarship. If we don't know any other thing than that, this Sheikh, you are reading his book, who is he? Is a teacher in the Prophet's Masjid? It's a sufficient answer for those who are not after Peter. Otherwise, the pioneers of Peter still have other questions to ask. May Allah protect him. He delivered a talk in Medina also, in the presence of very eminent people, about Peter and how to handle Peter. The lecture was about 1.5 to 2 hours, very lengthy. It was well attended. If I have not forgotten, that lecture was delivered in Jamiat Islam here in Medina. It was a big lecture. That lecture about Fiqhul Fitan is what was transcribed to this book that we are reading. About how does a Muslim conduct himself during the times of tribulation. So he mentioned 26 points. In his book, we are on point number 54, point number 17, Al Aslu Asabio, the 17th foundational rule about how to handle the times of the Sheikh says, Afidahullah, min fikhil fitan. لهوم الحلم والأناء والحذر من الطيش والعجلة من فتح الفتن لزوم الحلم والأناء والحذر من الطيش والعجلة. From the things we must ensure and take note of during the times of fitna, as a basic foundation, is that you must stick to being in your self-control. You must be prudent in everything that you do. And feel you be thinking well before you take a position. One ana. Look well. We shall explain them further, inshallah. Sheikh says, in fikhil fitani, luzumul hilmi wal ana. From the things we must pay attention to in the times of fitna is that we must stick to al-hilm. Rabtu nafs. now, in the times of Peter, we should employ a rifle, a lead, a little rock. Don't just jump. Hold back. Watch. You watch so much that some people say, "Why are there not one? You have not been said anything. You are still watching." It is not because you don't know what to say, but you want to know what you say. Have you met elders? When people say, "Ababa is there, Soroni," you will now look at you. When young people accuse elders, "You are there, you are keeping quiet," elders will now look at you like this. Later, they will just say, "What? Kishepe, Simon, Tasso." That is Al-Ana. That time he is not talking. He is thinking about something. He is holding back. That is how to handle people. It is not with young people. Young people want, "Wow, you speak, you give him rod, give him rod." Young, literally to young boys. But elders, young ones will say, "Baba, you didn't say anything. Are you be looking? Will you be looking?" He's not looking. His brain is working. From the fiqh, from the afkam of fitan, is that you should stick to al-fil. You must be sensible in your actions. Then you must have al-ana, holding back. Don't be in a haste to act. Wal-hazaru min al-tish. Al-hazaru min al-tish. You must be sure to avoid al-tish. Ulama say al-tish. But will actually, he didn't think well, he jumped up. Well, ajala and hastiness. So you see, abdish is the opposite of what al-hil. And al-ana is the opposite of what al-ajala. So you must stick to al-hil, the senses. And what al-ana, holding back. The opposite of that is what? You must not be a person who will show fish. He wants to. He has not thought of it well. And then when he talks, he says, "What you have said is wrong for so I mean, say, "Well, fish. Fish. When ajala and hastiness, don't be in haste to act or speak in the times of fitnah. My cap brother. Assalamu alaikum. Says min fiqh al-fitan, luzum al-hilm wal-ana, wal-hazar min al-tish wal-ajala. Is that clear to us? Says al-ajala yahmilu alayha al-shaytan. Al-ajala yahmilu alayha al-shaytan. Shaitan is the one who carries the people of unhastiness. Shaitan carries the people of unhastiness. Hatta so much that la yakunu al-'abdu mutamakkinan min ma'rifati as-sawab. He does that so much for the purpose that the individual will not be able to be mutamakkin. He will not properly be steady to understand what is correct. So when they say, "Hey, God, hey," you say, "Why are we coming out?" Say, "No, it's just come out." He does not want you to understand whether you can come out or not. Just come out. This is al-ajala alati aw alladhi ya'ti min shaykh. Shaykh says, Hafizahullah, al-ajalatu yahmilu alayha al-shaytan. Shaytan places the people upon hastiness. Hatta yakun al-abd mutamakkina. So that the individual, la yakun mutamakkina. He will not be steady enough, min ma'rifati as-sawab, to be able to understand what is right from what is wrong. Is well is that? That is the reason why he and in Ambo Aflihati Shaitan.
العجله من امضه اصلحه الشيطان. It is from the most effective, from the sharpest weapon of Shaitan against the people. It's what? Al-ajala. It can do hastiness. Why? Hastiness will prevent you from ma'rifat as-sawab. Prevent you from knowing what is right. Just like we gave the example. They say, come out. Say, excuse me, come out. What's up? They say, just come out. Don't follow them. Shaitan. Just come out. They don't want you to understand whether you should come out or not. Just come out. From the instruments of Shaitan. It's well if I hear me. I'm the aslihati Shaitan bin Fitan. From the sharpest instruments, from the sharpest weapons of Shaitan in the times of fitna is what? Al-ajal, hastiness. فَإِذَا أَعْجَلَ الشَّيْطَانُ الْإِنسَانِ. When Shaitan makes the person become hasty, وَكَبَّهُ فِي الْفِتَنِ أو وَكَبَّهُ فِي الْفِتْنِ, and then he plunges that person into the fitna. عَزَّ عَلَيْهِمْ. It becomes difficult for that person to get out of the world. Because he would have said, this is it. Now it will be hard for him to come out. He is already inside the way. كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنْ قَالَ لِلْإِنْسَانِ اكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ كَإِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ العالمين. الله says, فكان عاقبتهما أنهما في النار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء الظالمين. That does not mean that that person will not be punished. Why? He chose to follow Shaitan. He chose to follow Shaitan. The same way, if you read crime page in newspapers, when they talk about armed robbers, interview them. One of them will say, he was just going to, his friend now said he should hold the gun. He now said, where are you taking the gun to? They will give these kinds of stories. I didn't know. That will not stop them from being punished together. It's an accomplice. So both Shaitan and the person that he plunges into the fitna because of Al-Ajala hastiness, the two of them will be punished together. Because Allah has warned us. Alam ahadi ilaykum ya bani adama Allah ta'budush innahu lakum adun. So anybody who follows Shaitan, and many have followed him already, walaqad saddaqa alayhim iblis wadnahu fattaba'uhu illa fariqan min al-mu'minin wama kana lahu alayhim min sultan. It wasn't as if Shaitan has any power or authority to force them to follow him. They expressed their choice, follow Shaitan. May Allah protect you. فَإِذَا أَعْجَلَ الشَّيْطَانُ الْإِنْسَانِ. When Shaitan gets the individual to become hasty, وَكَبَّهُ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ, and then Shaitan plunges that individual into the abyss of fitna, عَزَّ عَلَيْهِ الْفُجُورِ, it becomes difficult for that person to come out of. وَأَخَذَ يَتَلَمَّسُ لِمَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ التَّعْوِيلَاتِ الْبَعِيدَةَ. He begins to, because of the difficulty for him to come out of the fitna, يَتَلَمَّسُ لِمَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ التَّعْوِيلَاتِ الْبَعِيدَةَ. He begins to look for التَّعْوِيلَاتِ الْبَعِيدَةَ. He begins to search for interpretations that are far-fetched, interpretations that are most clearly wrong. The most preponderant thing is that this explanation of this hadith or this explanation of this ayah is wrong. He will now be looking for it to be able to justify what he is doing. They will say, when they stand in front of government, shouting, go away, announcing, demonstration. If you say what you are doing is bad, it's against the sunnah. They will say, is it not an afdal jihad? Or afdal jihad, kalimatul haqq inda as-sultan al-jahil. Right? Afdal jihad, kalimatul haqq inda as-sultan al-jahil. This hadith is Hassan. Because that is where we will start the argument from. What you are saying, so take a sahih na katuma damwara. Our lesson is delay you. Only be there to fail. Only sunnah and you will be there to fail. Hadith is sahih. Because if you just bring it like that, without first of all verifying whether it is sahih, you will break your leg. So you will not be able to raise that hand again. So kalimatul haqq inda as-sultan al-ja'il, saying the truth in front of an oppressive ruler. Does that mean that you should rise in public against him? Does that mean that you should make public demonstrations publicly against sultan? It doesn't mean so. So you ask us, what does it mean? Say, you didn't know Arabic. What does inda mean? Kalimatul haqq inda. When you come near him, you are in front of him. If you have access to him, tell him the truth that time. If you are invited to Asherah, or you meet him in one program, I mean, please, be Allah, in this case, do not say half. The trick that you have already done. Kalimatul haqq inda. When you insult, makat, when you are with him, walaqad ra'ahu inda sidratil muntaha. Was he on the earth when you say inda sidratil muntaha? He was at sidratil muntaha, near it. That's why it says inda ha, legbe sidratil muntaha. Onikini al-jannatul ma'wa. So if you say kalimatul haqq inda as-sultan al-ja'il, what it means is that if you have access to an oppressive leader, say the truth to him. It does not mean that come on the street in Oshogbo, your leader is in Abuja. No. But this maftool, akhada yatalammasu lima huwa alayhi, he goes on to begin to search for what he is upon, to defend what he is upon. What is he searching for? At-ta'wilat al-ba'ida. Interpretations that are far away from being correct. Because he just wants to find justification for what he's doing. All those people who say they don't believe in the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam, we have them to go. Quran yun. Quran sangili. One below to go. Quran tangility. But they pray as we pray. They make wudu as we make wudu. Alala. So you ask them, where did you see this wudu? Wash two hands. Wash your... Where do you see? Who told you to say Bismillah at the beginning of wudu? That one is Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu idha qumtum ila salati faghsilu. You are starting with your hands. That verse started with your face. The verse started with face. You are starting with you with hand. Because you know by hadith, but so if Quran here, who brought it to you? That Quran, who brought it to you? The priest told it to you from heaven, you. So when you now ask them, why is it they say Fabi Ali Hadith Badahu? That is evidence not to accept him. The Ayy Hadithin Ba'dahu. Which hadith do you want to accept again after this Quran? Which hadith do you want to accept again after this Quran? So you say, the Quran itself told us not to accept it. But Allah says, وَمَا أَتَعْكُمَ الرَّسُولِ فَقُلْتُونَ وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَعْكُمْ. So wear it. Whatever the Prophet gives you, take it. Whatever the Prophet prohibits you from, go away from it. وَاتَّقُ اللَّهِ. So how do you understand these two verses? وَمَا أَتَعْكُمَ الرَّسُولِ فَقُلْتُونَ مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. But whoever follows the Messenger alayhi salam has certainly followed Allah. So how do you manage it? How do you follow Allah without following the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam? So they go begin to follow at-ta'wilatul ba'ida. They are looking for something. Awana sa godorin can wish. This is the way of the people of bid'ah. So fabi ayi hadithin ba'dahu yu'minu. The rod for that view of theirs is in that ayah. Hold this up, brother. If a person of bid'ah holds a verse to a verse in bid'ah, don't suffer yourself looking for another verse. Just look at that verse he's quoting. You will find something in that verse that will show that what he's saying is wrong. Right. Who is that verse addressing? Yu'minu. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُ. This domain, in this يُؤْمِنُ, who is it referring to? Mushrikun. That if you don't accept this Quran, what other thing will you accept if you don't accept this Quran? If you don't accept this Quran, which other book will you accept if you don't accept this Quran? This is the meaning of this verse. It is talking to Kuffar. The old Kufa, if you don't accept this hadith that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam has brought to you, which one will you now accept? And the hadith that Muhammad has brought to us are two. Al-Wahyu al-Majlu wa al-Wahyu ghayru al-Majlu. The Wahyu, the revelation that he brought to us, that we are reading in Tilawa like Quran. And the one that is not like Quran. The Quran too shows that وَإِذْ أَصَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا. Tukarik hadith. That statement the Prophet made to one of his wives. Who was it? Who? Aisha. Radiallahu anha. He took Abdullah ibn Abbas 7 years to know the answer. He was waiting for Ibn Umar. Hadith is in Salman. I waited 7 years to be able to look for a good time to ask Ibn Umar, who was the Asarra Nabi ila Ba'di Azwaji? This Ba'di Azwaji, one of his wives, who was it? And he said it was Haditha. The Quran says that thing the Prophet told his wife was a what? Hadith. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. When she told that hadith to someone else, وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, and Allah showed it to the Prophet Muhammad. عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضِ. This issue, فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ. When the Prophet told her, oh, you have told that thing, I said, that hadith, I said, you should not tell anyone. You have told somebody. She asked, مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ. Who told you that I have told it? See, women. The messenger told his wife something, عليه السلام. رضي الله. Don't tell anybody who is there. She now told somebody. Allah now told the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu. That's one where Allah told the Prophet Muhammad. Is it in the Quran? That Allah told the messenger that your wife has now told that thing to somebody. This is wahyu that he had. And the Quran mentions it as wahyu. But it is not in the Quran. It means we have al wahyu ghayru maktub. There's wahyu that comes to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, that we are not reading as we are reading the Quran. So wahyu is divided into two. Likewise, hadith is divided into two if you want it like that. The hadith of Allah and the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. That one is the Quran, and then the second one is what? As you want that ibara of hadith. The point here is that a person that has been deceived by shaitan, into the well of fitna. Ya akhuzu ya talammasu bima huwa alayhi at-ta'wilatil ba'ida. Yo lo ma wa awon ejuma to jinna sododo lati le pepe don shirele. This is their way. Wal kalimatil mushtabihat. You will be looking for expressions that the meanings are appearing after the prophet support. There are examples. If we say Muslims should stop party fashion, group, say this is the sunnah. If you say this is sunnah, they can take it. In this, our own society, oh, this is what we do. It's haram. It is called partition. To be upon one thing in the team, because that is what your party has agreed to do. Whether it conforms to the Quran or not, it is called what? Party sanction. Grouping. It is wrong. Allah says, wala tafunu min al-mushrik. You Muslims, don't be like mushrikun. Holy faith. Min al-ladina farraku dinahum. Those who broke their religion into different groups, they ended up in parties. Each of them, he said, we are the ones that are better than you. We are the ones that are better. These are from the traits of grouping. Apart from accepting truth or rejecting the truth based on group opinion, they are also upon self-praise. Our ladaju, we are better than this. We are better. Wherever you see people saying that, one of the Salaf was it Maimun ibn Mihran, said, anyone who says I'm better than the next person, fakot takabbara. What is a moto moto or a dish? And that is the symbol of groupism. This our own jama'a. This our own jama'a. This our own. So when you say, this jama'a of it is not according to Sina jama'a, everybody like that. They will say, oh, even the Quran supports it. There must be jama'a on dawah. So, yeah, give us the verse. Give us hadith. Tell us, esobidua. They will now say, oh, Allah says, kuntum khaira ummatin, akhrijat linnas, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. And how not anymore. What took me in the fight? I approved it. Don't you? Fire away. Before that, there's a verse in Allah Imran. Before going to fire away. Well, Takum Minkum, Ummat. You're doing it in the faith. Let there be amongst you. This is what they say. It is wrong interpretation of this verse. It is not that. Well, Takum Minkum, Ummat. Let there be among you some people. Yaduna ilal khair. Meaning that some the rest of you, la taduna ilal khair. That this means, wal takum minkum will not be the tabi'. No. It is the bayan al jinsu. Wal takum minkum. You should be an ummah. Yaduna ilal khair. Not wal takum minkum. Let there be some of you. No. It is wal takum minkum. Let you be an ummah yaduna ilal khair. And the evidence to show that is kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Is it clear? This is the tafsir of Al-Imam al-Tabari. Many others among the tafsir. But to prove the society, I heard somebody saying that. And this person is a PhD. Oh, a former Peter Wilson saying, Bahi. He wants to prove society with it. So the Sheikh says, when Shaitan carries them to where they are, they'll be looking for a verse or a hadith to support what they are saying. Just because it wants to open your job. Okay, Johnny, he said, yeah, it does look like it. It is not good for you. So the Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, فَإِذَا أَعْجَلَ الشَّيْطَانُ الْإِنسَانِ وَكَبَّهُ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ عَزَّ عَلَيْهِ الْخُجُوعَ وَأَخَذَ يَتَلَمَّسُ لِمَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ التَّأْوِيلَاتِ الْبَعِيدَةَ وَالْكَلِمَاتِ الْمُشْتَبِهَاتِ مِنْ كَلَامِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. You'll be looking for statements that looks like what he is saying from the statements of the scholars. After all, Sheikh Usaymi said this, Sheikh Mubarak, that Jamaatul Tabligh. One member of Jamaatul Tabligh told me that Sheikh Ibn Usaymi said that it is good to go out with Jamaatul Tabligh. At the time, I also had a fatwa where he said that Jamaatul Tabligh is one of the firqat of Dawla. I sent the fatwa to him quickly. I said, choose one of the two. Sheikh Mubarak, Sheikh Abdulaziz Ibn Abdullah Ibn Mubarak, Jamaat of Tabligh will say, Kumbaz Gans, okay, come on, Lord, daddy. At the time, I gave him another fatwa where Sheikh Kumbaz said, one of the 72 sects that will enter Jahannam is Jamaat of Tabligh. Choose one of the two. Choose one of the two. Choose one. So, Sheikh Kumbaz, your fellow, who can do fatwa immediately? So they begin to look for fatawa from ulama. So first, like, want to make it as it look like the ulama support were there. It is very common with groups. The Sheikh says this blessing will come, will continue upon this. أَخَذَ يَتَلَمَّ سُلِمَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ التَّعْوِيلَاتِ الْبَعِيدَةِ وَالْكَلِمَاتِ الْمُشْتَبِهَاتِ in kalam al-ulama hatta yu'ayyida ma huwa alayh, so that he can affirm and confirm what he is upon. Ma welka ti o le awon to me so pe ko le. The scholars of hadith, they are the biggest people who give evidence about everything. When they say there is no proof, there is no proof. If you look for anything apart from that, they will prove to you that it's not useful. But the first thing that the shaitan is was alayhi, that's the understanding. May Allah protect all of us. So why, how do we protect ourselves against these kinds of things during the times of fitan? The Sheikh says, وَالْحِلْمُ يُحِبُّ بِاللَّهِ. But as for al-hilm, being careful and sensible, being prudent, rudada, to be like that. Al-hilmu yuhibbuhullah. Allah likes it. Allah likes halim. A person who is sensible in his affairs, is reasonable in his affairs. Whatever he does, if you ask him for a reason, he will. You have to. Not just one reason. He has a strong reason for everything that he does. Halil. How does Allah refer to Ibrahim? Halil. Ibrahim is Halil. Says, Wal-anatu min al-Rahman. Likewise, al-anat, holding back, not being in a haste. The opposite of al-ajalatu, that one is one of the gifts of Allah for a servant. فَلَا تَعْتِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ. So al-anat, not to be hasty, it will not bring anything except what? Except something that is good. وَلِذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That is the reason why Allah said, كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَجَلَةُ. When Allah abused and berated non-Muslims because they reject Tawheed, all they are concerned is how to gather money, how to gather money. Allah says, Kalla, what you are doing is wrong. Your views are wrong. Your position is wrong. Your beliefs are wrong. Instead of following Tawheed, Tuhibbun al-Ajila, all your concern is this quick quick, fast moving world. He says, قال الشوكاني رحمه الله. And Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Shawkani said, كلا in this verse, للردع عن العجلة. It is الزجر عن العجلة. It is a warning and a caution against being in a haste. When Allah said, كلا بل تحبون العجلة. تحبون العجلة. You like this hasty world. Says that is evidence that we should not like to be hasty. You like this world that is hasty, quick, fast. That's evidence that don't be hasty. Rahimahullah. He says, وَتَرْجِيبِ فِي الْأَنَاهِ. That verse is also encouraging us to be people who act upon caution, who act only after deep thinking and appropriate consideration. So when it says كلا بل تحبون العجلة, it means that don't be from the people of العجلة, and then you should be from the people of what? الأناة والحلم. I hope that it is clear. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, الأناة من الله والعجلة من الشيطان. الأناة من الله. To be a verifying person. الأناة. To be a person or to be verifying in your approach to life. There are people who are described like that over their feet. They say, "Fia, afan, kumanisi ngazo wa wudada." Even in places of work, people abuse people. They say, "This one, they are abusing him, but they don't know that they are praising him." They say, "We will not sign that paper unless he reads it very well. We will not sign it." You must have an ana. You want him to sign the document without reading it, ne? An ana should prevent you from signing a document without reading it. I don't sign a document without reading it. You say, "Allah, please sign it." I won't sign until I read it. I will not be in a haste. That's why I don't have many apps on my own phone. Because I have to tell you, just click, yes, yes, I agree. You are agreeing. You know what you are agreeing to. And you are signing, you are clicking, yes, yes, yes. I know you are. I won't. I will look at it very well. So, al-anatu min Allah. To be a person who verifies things very well before you do it. This is a gift from Allah. Wal ajalat min ash-shaytan. As for being in a haste, it is shaitan that pushed the people to it. It says, Rawahu Tirmidhi. This hadith was reported by Al-Imam. But the hadith is da'if. Just put God on your list. God. To show that the hadith is da'if. But the meaning is correct. What to do? Hadith, what you want to correct? The meaning of a hadith can be correct when the isnad of that hadith will be correct. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Al-Imam Tirmidhi, Muhammad ibn Man. Ibn Isa, Abu Isa, At-Tirmidhi. Imam al-Tirmidhi, Abu Isa, Tirmidhi. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لأشج عبد القيس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم told Al-Ashaj عبد القيس. He said to him عليه الصلاة والسلام, إن فيك خصلتين يحبهما الله. الحلم والأنا. إن فيك خصلتين. Oh أشج. إن فيك خصلتين. You have two behavior, two character traits with you. يحبهما الله. Allah likes these two things. عليه الصلاة. The Prophet called him عليه. أشج. You have two traits, two behaviors, two things you do as your way of life. Allah likes those two things. What are they? Al-Hilm wal-Ana. Al-Hilm, to be prudent. Be prudent. A path. No, he's giving you. Take this. He starts asking. Excuse me. This one, what is inside? If you don't have this hilm and ana, he can get into trouble. May Allah protect all of you. Take this scenario. You are traveling out of the country. Your friend sent somebody to give you a brown envelope at the airport. You have checked in your luggage. You say, now my friend, you just collected the envelope. You went straight to check in to get into the plane, to board the plane. They now discover that envelope is containing something that government has prohibited, like drugs. What will you do? Eh? Ah, but that means you will trust them. What will you say to security agencies? You must have an hint, be prudent, be sensitive, get your ear away. You must also have an ana. Don't be acting out of a haste. Wudada. So, Tabishi. May Allah protect all of us. I know one case of a brother, Sako. He's a member of Jamaatul Tabligh. And I also go, Emma. May Allah protect all of us. Me as a principal, I don't carry any load from anybody. Not even from my mother. Say what? They will tell you, say, I will not say them. The prince is the rule. They see them low. I go about Mudani. Mudani for our. You don't know that when you are passing through security check, it is you alone. Whatever is for you is for you. What is against you is for you alone, against you. That's why on the counter, they will be telling you, check your luggage well, be sure before you check it in. Because once you check it in, and they check the luggage, they find something inside. You can cry the whole of the water in your eye. You will not see you. May Allah protect all of us. Everybody must have al-hilmu and what? Al-ana. What is al-hilmu? To be sensible in everything you are doing. Al-ana is don't be in a haste. Be calm. Stay there, Let me give you another scenario. You want to buy something. Maybe somebody is in the market. He wants to buy something for you. And the person who will collect the money, his account has transferred you. He now says, I will send you one account number now. They send you the account number and you transfer money to that account. If that account happens to be the account of a criminal, what will you do? Police arrest him. They saw your name on his list of those who sent money to his account. What will you say? Fadila Tushay. Huh? Are we in our country now not finding a similar case? Eh? Sending bank account. Because that person who wants to pay into your own account, you don't know who it is. You don't know. The one they say transfer it, put it inside. You don't know the person. So be careful about all these things you think are not important. They have sent a lot of people to jail. Be careful. I sent it to him. Once he sent it to him. There was a brother, who was in Cairo at the time. I was here at the beginning of the lockdown. He was a student. And you know, foreign students had problems in foreign labs during the lockdown. But every country started to face their own problems. I said, okay, send an account. He sent the account. I said, the account does not have your name. He said, don't worry, it's my friend's account. I said, go on. So don't joke with these issues. Don't joke with them. Wahuzu Shaita. May Allah protect all of us. So this companion, Al Ashaj, Abdul Qais, he has what? Al-Hilmu and what? Al-Ana. The reason why we must have it is that Allah likes al-ilmu and when it happens, they will tell you that they don't know you before. I tell you, it is his brother. He said, just a mention any gentleman. He wants to know, why are you asking me whether I know him? He said, just say many. If they bring a photograph, he said, do you know this person? He said, who fed job? Who's the man? Only you. But he wants to know first. Manaviki. Likewise, your telephones. Don't give your telephones to people to use just like that. Because it is recorded on your name. If a text message was sent on your phone and it happens to be a text message of trouble, who will carry the trouble? You. You. Brother, you can carry the phone. The same thing. When you hotspot, you hotspot for people. Be careful. If you hotspot and the person who Wi-Fi'd your hotspot misuses the phone, who are they coming to? The original owner of your hotspot. Be careful about all these issues, small issues now. They are big in our world now. Not any what tech and just off one phone. What tech? You know the meaning of tech? Biometrics. Put your hand. So you will not say the nickel. So whatever happens as far as that SIM card is concerned, that you want, they will look for you. I tell you, they will look for you. Now, they will look for you. Now, in 10 minutes, police is in front of your house. No, my man will be rather. He didn't know what he did. Your Wi-Fi has caused you problems. Your phone, apart, I carry the phone in my phone. Yeah, you read it. He'll have a phone machine. That'll have a pay. In most cases, don't allow a third party to use your phone. Lock your phone. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, Al-Hilmu itself, what does it mean? It is what? At-ta'akkulu fil umur. Being sensible regarding affairs. So someone asks us, what is the meaning of Al-Hilmu? At-ta'akkulu fil umur. Being reasonable. Being intelligent. Fil umur. Regarding affairs. Wal-ana. But as for al-anat, it is what? At-tathabutu wa tarku al-ajala at-tathabut. Ma'aribu da'alun, be sure that affirm the matter before you go. Wa tarku al-ajala, and not being abandoned, being hasty. The first one is what? At-ta'akkulu bil-umur. Be reasonable in the affairs. The second one is what? Confirming things very well. Before you do what? Before you take it there, verify or you take it. If you bring these two things to knowledge, you gain a lot. Meaning that if you bring al-hilmu to knowledge, you will not just accept any position. Someone says, Darakutni, for example, this one, Darakutni says, hey, wait, let me check Darakutni first. Let me. You go and start checking first before you take a view. You bring it to knowledge, you'll be very, very knowledgeable. And that time you are checking, you are keeping quiet. Do not say anything. Let the whole world be shaking. God, Peter. Or on your thick glasses. Go down there. Oh, this sort of thing. You are going to mean, see what are. Oh, see what you saw. Yeah, Allah protect all of us. He says, وَقَدْ تَكَلَّمَ إِبْنُ الْقَيِّمِ الْإِمَامِ شيخ الإسلام الثاني ابن قيم الجوزية تكلم عن الحلم والأنا. He has spoken about الحلم. What is الحلم? التعقل في الأنا. What is الأنا? التثبت وترك العجلة. He had spoken about these two things. وأن الله يحبهما. Ibn al-Qayyim also affirmed that Allah likes الحلم and what? الأناء. ثم قال. Then he said, وضدهما الطيش والعجلة. The opposite of الحلم and what? الأناء is what? الطيش. طيش. طيش. خفة العقل. There are people who say, Yoruba, if Yoruba here, what do they mean? They mean that he's a camp person. Yeah, what does Titu do, Yoruba? They have killed that person. They would now say, "Well, no, tutu, dear, bye." What do you do? Yoruba, this is your language. Ah, tutu. Ogbani wa ba so. Ko la roju le ni wa lo tutu, dear, bye. And say ba wi we o de bi en tutu, o de bi en tutu. Pati buta o. That is a tish. Otutu tish. Oni nti en fi ma ro nu. Gugu kan na ni eh. Tish. Wal ajala. If somebody is like that and is now hasty, you know he's in trouble. Hey. So en to tutu, to tun wa nje oni kaju. Ti o ba mura ko ni pe laye. Ikan mejeji ni o pa. If he's driving a car, he will always be having accidents. You understand what I mean? Someone has khifatul akil and al-ajala together. He will always be finding himself in trouble. Always in trouble. May Allah protect all of us. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim said, وَهُمَا خُلُقَانِ مَذْمُومَانِ مُفْتِدَانِ لِلْأَخْلَاكِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ الطيش والعجلة هما خلقان they are two character traits مذمومان they are blameworthy and disgraced مفسدان للأخلاق والأعمال they destroy the character of a person they destroy his deeds what is that الطيش وماذا والعجلة The Sheikh says, "Wal-ana, as for al-ana, takunu fi fil amali wa fil akwal. Al-ana, to be thinking well, at-tasabbutu wa tarku al-ajala fil amal wal akwal. It happens. It shows in what people do." And in what people say, وَفِي اسْتِحْسَانِ أَعْمَالِ الْآخَرِينَ أَوْ قَبُولِ أَقْوَالِهِمْ وَأَخْبَارِهِمْ It is also employed فِي اسْتِحْسَانِ أَعْمَالِ الْآخَرِينَ When you want to say that somebody did something and it is good, what will make you be able to give that kind of a statement is what? الْأَنَا That is, you have at the subgroup and you are not in a haste. That is when you can make it istihsan or qawli ghayrik. Istihsan, what that person said is very good. That can only happen after good thinking and not being in a haste. So it happens. Aw qabuli aqwali. You also employ it when you want to accept what they have said. There's a position of fiqh. Someone is discussing. You'll be thinking, watching, checking the hadith, checking the statements of the scholar, looking at it, thinking. Before you accept, you now say, oh, it is correct. Before you accept a statement, you need al-ana. Before you say that a statement is good, you need al-ana. Likewise, when they give you information. So person came to say, he did so thing. To start, so person did so thing. Is that good? To say, it's not good. So now, what are we going to do? I will see you tomorrow. He wants to be sure. He wants to check. He wants to think. He wants to. No parable. He'll be thinking, what will I do? It happens when you want to say that something is good or bad. It happens when you want to accept what people say to you. It happens when you want to accept information. They say one President Buhari is from Sudan. If you have Al-Ana, what is that? At-Tasabutu wa Tarful Ajala. At-Tasabutu wa He came from Sudan, Jibril from Sudan. They now brought him to Asoro. We will read something here. The first thing you will think is that who is that person who gave you that information? Century here, now I'm bringing. Okay, we'll come back to it. When someone is not reasonable, he gives you this kind of information. So they brought one Jibril, they cloned the Jibril within 2 weeks or 1 month. Do you know the meaning of cloning? To clone a human being can take years. How long did it take to clone the goat, the sheep that was cloned? Years! Because you are starting from one cell. And you are going to trillions, multi-trillions of cells. It's not a 2 week thing. Then which lab did they do it? From which lab did they get the debris, the clone? They brought that debris to Abuja. All within 3 weeks. A whole human being to be cloned. Then who is that? For what purpose will the world, if the world is able to clone a Jibril, they will go to announce it everywhere. We have cloned a human being. But if they try, it can't turn your back. Because the process of cell multiplication, you find it difficult to stop. And that's cancer. When you can't stop cell multiplication, it's cancer. So don't let some people tell you that it's 1 degree they brought from 1 Sudan to you. You must have Al-Ana during fitna. Come about law. It says, Wal Ana Takunu fil A'mali wa fil Aqwal. A'mal at-tasabbut, confirming what you say, what you accept, what you reject, and all of these, and not being in a haste. It should be, or it is employed when you make a statement, when you want to say something. Be sure that you are saying what is right. It is also employed when you want to say what some people did is right or wrong. When you want to accept what they told you, or an information they gave to you. You are not saying that they are not truthful. Some people give you information. They want you to accept immediately and act immediately. Say, what happened? You only want to check it well. Yaqulullahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a verse in the Quran that makes us understand that we must employ al-ana, at-tasabbut wa tarku al-ajala. That verse is in al-hujurat. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasikum. بنبأ فتبين أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهودين إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبين When a fasik brings information to you, fasik brings information to you, فتبين Look at it very well. How about a kafir? Tabayyan. Research it to a wadiye ketuba. Fasik. When he brings information, find out very well before you accept. Some people say, they reported it in Sahara Reporters. Those people. Mu'minun la wanyako. Yeah, mu'minun. If you employ this verse, will you accept anything from those people? one of the worst things anybody would commit is to regularly agitate the people against government. Those who do that are far sinful. So if you have a media house that his job is just always to agitate the people, government, these people, they are stealing money, these people, they have done this, these people, they are not good. They are the ones who came to tell you that something has happened. Should you believe it, O Muslim? According to your Quran, that Allah gave to the Messenger alayhi salam to salam to tell you about. Should you believe this kafir? Not to say fasik, or fasik, not to say kafir. Fasik. Don't believe fasik, not to say kafir. If he says it's parabale, Muslim, be careful. This person who said this, who is he? Somebody sent, some people sent message. They said Muhammad ibn Salman, the son of Malik Salman, he wants to marry Kim Kardashian. See? Do you know Kim Kardashian? Don't know her. I want to show you what I'm saying. Muhammad ibn Salman will marry Kim Kardashian. Ooh, it's in news. Don't be believing the people. Know who you believe. You can just hear it as well. But accepting it as the truth, no. Injah akum fasikun bi nabai. When a fasik comes to you with an information, whatever you are, find out about it very well. Ulama will tell you that even sikkah, because there is hafsata of sikkah, that is hadith in shal. The sikkah too can make mistake. He is sikkah. He can err. Should I give us one example? Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, the hadith is in Bukhari. He said, تزوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ميمونة وهي محرم. Nabi, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, married Maimuna when he was in Ihram. What does that mean? It means marriage is allowed in Ihram. Sorry. Maimuna herself, رضي الله عنها, she said, تزوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو غير محرم. The Prophet married me when he was already out of Ihram. And the isnad of the two hadiths asked him. Which one is correct? Which one is wrong? Ibn Abbas thought that the Prophet was still in Ihram. He was not telling us a liar of Allah. Inshallah. He could not have lied to us. He was not lying. He was only telling us what he thought was the case. And Maimuna was, or is, his maternal aunt. Maimuna radiallahu anha is the sister of Mubaba, the mother of Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas was not far away. But see, this report is not correct. She herself said the Prophet was already out of the Quran, alayhi salatu, and the two hadith out. So that's what ulama refers as what part of the faith. Sikko amashi mistake. Keshe ko paro ko paro. Poro bene. And you say, how many times does that happen? Many times people don't know the difference between outright lie and khata utfik. They are different. Completely different. Al-Imam Malik had reports like this too. Kala fafihi nas. Reports that Imam Malik reported reports that contradict the reports of many others, and he was graded to have those reports are mentioned weak. And Imam Dar Qutni rahimahullah has an entire book on these, the mistakes of Malik in his reports. Malik! So if this is like this with a seeker, how about the one who is not sick? We don't know his doubt, his ability to retain information. We don't know his deen. If anything, our confirmation about his being, the people will kill him. If we employ this one, I and there will be no fitna. Because the harbingers of fitna, the pioneers of fitna, are usually put back. Those who push and claim fitna, they are usually persecuted. If they say one, say, well, police shot me in the leg. Police shot me in the leg. It was the canister of tear gas that hit the man's leg. He said they shot him in the leg. Tomorrow you come and say, one man stole 200 million. I should believe that one again. People should know who they believe. So what will make you know who to believe is to employ what? Allah. At-tasabbut wa madha wa tarukul al-ajala. Affirm, confirm, and don't be in a haste to say or to act. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, وَالدَّاعِ لِلْأَنَا بِالْخَبَرِ. The reason why you should employ at-tasabbut wa tarukul al-ajalati regarding information. قَدْ يَكُونُ فِي الْمُخْبِرِ من كونه معروفا بعجلة أو تدليس أو تسكين. The reason why necessarily you should be employing al-ana regarding information, it could be because يكون المخبري, the person who is giving you that information, من كونه معروفا بعجلة. He is known with iman, can't you sorrow? He is known with being in a haste. To employ al-ana is always Dagaja, this brother. There are brothers like that though. They want to always be breaking news. It makes them come fall into this. May Allah protect all of us. Yakunu fi al-mukhbiri min kawnihi ma'ruf. The reason why you should employ al-ana regarding an information that you get, don't be in a haste to accept it. Don't be in a haste to act upon it. Don't even be in a haste to reject it. No. The reason why you have to do that may be because the person who brought the information to you is known to be a hasty person. Babas do it, oh. Our elders do it. When some people bring information, they say, okay. You know why they gave tomorrow? You know why they gave tomorrow? So that between today and tomorrow, they can research the matter. Why? If you ask them, why did they say, Lagbaja, won't you must be so and so person? It usually says so many things that are not true. This is not his first time. We have known him that he's a hasty person. Out at least. A tadlis is to hide under something to say something. Yudallisu alayka. He saw a man walking, going his way. He saw a woman walking, going her way. Say, putiri wan pako. Wajon lo. This statement, wajon lo, how does it look like? It means so many things. What John Law could mean that they are holding themselves and walking. What John Law could mean they are walking as far. What John Law could mean any can law, any kitchen law here. So he would give a statement that will give an impression depending on what he wants to report. It's that least. Yoruba, this is your job. May Allah protect all of us. Yoruba do that a lot, certainly. Our fisk, or we know him to be fasik, or muti, or kikirun. He's the one who doesn't, he drinks, he doesn't have that sola. He's the one who will now start going all about with the information. Don't accept us. Ah! Ni sali arobe, awan yedi mefa na pan masasin. That's you. So we now look at who this person is saying it. Who is he? because there are brothers. He can come into the mosque. Oh, brother, you are staying here. You are reading hadith. Subhanallah. They have killed all the Muslims. They did it. Anybody who knows me very well, what will I do? I'll just go and pack my shoes there and go. Because to start telling, so what now happened? Who are those who are there? Hello, my lady, who are those who are there? You are asking this person who are those who are there. He does not need to be asked. He's Sakitul Adala. Sakotamahu Kaulu. His statement goes down with him as he's saying it. You want to ask him, brother, you want to make Tasabu? Please, can you discuss how many people are there? How many people were killed? How many people who fell injured? You are wasting, you are like him to Bamura the Bedi Katana. The best thing for you, instead of answering him, is to keep quiet. Just carry your shoe honorably and go. And you don't want to, people like that, when they see that some reasonable people are going away, he starts to be careful. Would that be fair? Or can't be fair? Or can't be fair? The next person who he thinks will speak after him, carry his bag. Wow. The reasonable people in the masjid, what will they do? They will leave him there and go out. So the reason why we will employ Anna regarding Al-Khabar could be because we know the person to be a hasty person. Or that we know the person to speak always with two or three tongues at the same time. Oh, we know him to be a fasik. May Allah protect all of us. It could be because of that thing. He himself is a truthful person. May Allah protect them. Ulama say, and this is from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. What did he say at the beginning of Sahih Muslim? Man haddasa anni haditha yura annahu kabiru fahuwa ahadu tabibay. Whoever says the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this statement that he's ascribing to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yura annahu kabiru, it is being considered to be a lie. But he's still saying it. Fahuwa ahadul kadibay. He is one of the two liars. The first person who fabricated it is the first liar. Who is the second liar? So they will say, Lam yan wil kadib. The second person did not intend to tell a lie. Lakin jara ala lisani wil kadib. Lies was moving on his tongue. There were scholars who were declared as liars because of this. So we remember the Imam Muhammad. I say Imam because he was actually an Imam. Muhammad ibn Umar. Man. Al-Waqili. We remember Al-Waqili. He's an Imam. Who was Imam until Maghaz. But many of the scholars will tell you, Kazzab, what's up? Why? Jara ala lisanihi. His lies were coming from his mouth. He was not the one telling those lies. You know how? He was not verifying the reports he was narrating. He was narrating the reports of liars. So what was that was happening? What will he be saying? Paromo Wilken. The ascribed him. Paromo Wilken. He too is a liar. But the verification is that he was reporting narrations of liars without verifying them. Ajara al-Ali. The lies was coming from his tongue, even though he did not intend to lie. The reason why people fall in this category is that they don't verify what they say. We should be from the people of verification. So watch when you are forwarding, when you are sharing, kindly share. Somebody say one hadith, say this hadith is good, you share it. anta ahadil kadibain. You are the seconder of the person who told his first lie. May Allah protect all of us. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ فِي الْخَبَرِ. The reason why you need to employ al-ana could also be in the information itself. لِكَوْنِهِ غَرِيبًا. Because that information is so strange. Like to say that they brought one Jibril to be the president of from Sudan, to be the president of a, it's a strange thing. So, Bokolomusha, they brought one Sudanese to be the president of Nigeria. And all the soldiers, all the guys brigades, almost 10,000 army. Do you know? Omadeku, Makinika, Okwenikinika. How do you want that? There's an adage in Yoruba. Omadeuma. So people will say, we will go and put Buhari in Asoro. Eh? Do you know the number of soldiers guiding him? 10,000. Him alone is a whole battalion, one or two. Guard brigade. Won't you pack a Boeing tanker through Mountain? Think that they are joking. So when somebody tells you, we are going there. They are watching you. If it wants to appear to be like saying a truth, say you are coming, they will prepare for you. They will now speak that language, you understand? That's why I brought that adage. So don't do that. So when they say that, you know that this is a lie. So maintain al-ana. Hold back. Don't be in the haste. Oh, brother. Maintain al-ana. Bikawnihi ghariban aw mukhalifan lil ma'lu. It can also be contradicting something that is well known. Can this thing be true? Aw nahwi dhalik. Or something like that. The Sheikh says, وَمَنْ لَزِمَ الْأَنَا. Whoever sticks to affirming things and not being in a haste in his own affairs, لَزِمَ الْمَشْرُوَ. He will end up sticking to the Sharia. كُنِيمَا يَقْبَى Sharia. Why? You are a person who does not do something until you are sure that that thing is right. لَزِمَ الْمَشْرُوَ. You will always be doing something that is lawful. وَأَمِنَ الْوُقُوَ. He will always be safe from fitan. Safe from fitan. Why? You will be verifying your information and then you are not in a haste to speak or to act. Should we go on quickly? We should go on quickly to finish this point, or we should stop. Fine, let us stop there, Aisha. But I hope that the matter is clear as well. The Sheikh says, "Min fikhil fitan, huwa mada luzumul hilmi wal ana wal hazar mimada min at-tishi wal ajala." From the things we must understand in the times of fitna is that luzumu al-hilm, stick to being sensible in your affairs and prudent. Wal-ana, be a person who will not do something until you verify it. Watarukutish, don't be a person who will not think deeply before you act. Wal-ajala, don't be a person who will be acting upon a haste. You say, come out. And police van is waiting for you after. As you just come out, you enter there. Come out. The person telling you come out, he didn't know that police is already waiting outside to pack those people. As you just came out, into the van. They catch this one. They throw you into the van. And you look back quickly, you begin to return. They say, man, yeah, when you lower the car, you run sent me to buy a guinea. He says, see, you know, Shemai. May Allah protect all of us. Maybe we can ask a few questions that we have within the framework of the time that we have. No, don't ask out of, so that you don't take us out. We want to remain. Today is the day of remaining where we are. Al-Ana wal-Hil. It will not make us want to just jump to another, want to wait here. If we have a question regarding this discourse, we will ask. If we don't have a question, then we'll come back to you. Now, then we have a question. Okay, you can ask. By Yusuf. You say what? Is it normal or lawful from gathering money for Dawah, your masjid, your community? Compulsory. Why should you do it? Huh? Ask them. There you go. See, I don't هل أدلكم على زيارة ذلك الخير خيرية أحسنية the better thing for us. That's when it is the time of the start jihad. I don't mean jihad of the gathering, I mean jihad, qital with kufar. In this kind of the case, everybody will be giving what the president, the leader of the community, the ruler of the community. And to not be in your own kind of mosque, to be overall ruler, given instruction. Please. When was the verse of Jilbab revealed to the Prophet Muhammad? Alayhi salatu wassalam. The verse of Jilbab was revealed around the 7th year of Hijrah. Because that incident happened in around the time of Ghazwatu Bani Muttalib. It was when they were returning from Banu Muttalib that the incident with Aisha happened. So you see these two reports from Surah Al-Nur and Surah Al-Ahzab. These two surahs came around the same time. That's why you see their messages too are similar. In Al-Ahzab, they say, Ya ayyuha al-Nabi, Ya ayyuha al-Nabi, Kulli adwa before the of Surah Al-Ahzab and Surah Al-Nur. In Nur, he would say, in Ahzab, he would say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa
tell you what it is. What is the Baza Hulun? Inna al-lazina yuzuna Inna al-lazina yuzuna Allah wa Rasulahu La'ana hum Allah fi dunya wa al-akhirah Wa'adda lahum azaban muhina Wal-lazina yuzuna al-mu'minina wal-mu'minati Yughayru maktasadu Faqad ihtamalu Duhtana wa ismanu That's ahlak Something like that is sort of similar. And so So the verse of Jilbab, which I call Surah Al-Ahzab, occurred around the time of the revelation of Surah Al-Mu'min. That's around the seventh year of Hijrah. Around the seventh year of Hijrah. I don't know what the second one that date for. Can you please say something about not clear that accused Aisha radiallahu anha of evil. What do you want us to say about it? A very long story. Accused a lie. Allah said from the Quran that it's a lie. That's one of the meanings of that verse we read. الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا Those who falsely accuse believing men and women for what something they did not do. فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانَ They have carried upon themselves a huge lie, وَإِثْمًا and a big sin that is clearly a sin. وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا It's a lie against our mother, Aisha. And the purpose of those who did it was to abuse and insult the Prophet Muhammad. It's one of the things that happened to people of righteousness. When people want to make them bad, they did not succeed. The next thing is that they start false accusations. If you are a person that people look up to in the community and people are careful by 50%, you should be careful by 95%. Mafemuel. Shaitan Mafemuel. The people of people who want to cast their passions to you. Okay, I think it is something I can talk about. If you say, Abba Kyari is bad, and the generality of the people fear him, criminals, especially. Those who are not criminals respect his work so far. Now, if you say he did something bad, the kind of thing for which he accuses and he arrests criminals, criminals will begin to say, fear. What's the problem? I don't know that. They say some people are bad. They say they are not good. Is that the reason why you should not be good? You see now. You see where they will use it. People of evil usually like that. Those who are known for goodness are brought down. May Allah protect all of us. He's a big fitna. So he's fighting two battles. The rest of the people are fighting one battle. The battle of their hour. People like them, Shaitan is there too. Because Shaitan knows that if I grab this one, I will grab many. Abdullah ibn Abbas said so, Rabbi Allah, I know that some of us, Shaitan is running after us. Because if I do something bad, Shaitan will tell the people, the Ibn Abbas that you are following, nobody do like this. So instead of running after 100 people, he will run after one person. So that when that one person falls, the other 100 will fall along with him. May Allah protect all of us. That's why these kinds of matters, if it were in some communities, there is a way government will handle cases like this. Even if the man was found guilty, there's a way to handle cases like this. And the bulk of it will be based upon privacy.
Because the rebound effect of making it a public matter is that it will encourage even those who don't want to be bad to now be bad. They'll say, after all, one man has been good. He was who was bad. Maybe it was just the only one he would ever do that kind of a thing. But it will spoil years of steadfastness. So when government handles this kind of a thing, it is beyond the let the Lord take care of this case. They will do so many things, considering the community, the information management, how to handle these kinds of issues, they consider so. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say about Sawul Hayat? He says, Afilu Lizawil Hayat Asarati. Afilu. I want to know about Jack Patakila and me. Tu mo ba sha sise appeal e tete ma moju ko fun o. Don't treat them as if they are criminals. If it is found that this man truly has been steadfast all his life, except this one, there should be a way they should have, government should have to take it. If he does not have any record, he is not known with bandits, that's the way government should. May Allah protect all of us. A major lesson in it is that Shaitan is after everybody. If you think that Shaitan is not after you, he has already captured you. Yeah, me. Shaitan, okay. Well, I'm come through it. You are under his armpit already. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect all of us. There is nobody that Shaitan is not after. When I read it, I wept online. We've never known this man with any evil. I said, mark my words. We've never known him with any evil. And when government has a problem regarding a security matter, if they put him into it, it usually becomes resolved. Shouldn't you like and respect that kind of a person? Now he has a trouble, whether actually guilty or not. So, Allah protect all of us. Allah forgive all of us. Usually, I don't like that people who are known for goodness become now known for evil. It's not good for the image of that goodness that he stands for. That's why if you stand for goodness, you must always watch yourself, so that we don't become a bad example that to be said, now so in they do. So person do pass out. At the end of the day, in a corrupt person. The corrupt people will be abusing righteous people, using you as example. Then you go feed you like so young, can you be like so person? He was righteous, but at the end of the day, God, is that the reason not to be righteous? For the sake of Allah, if you are known in your community, your place of work, wherever, your identity is the identity of Islam and goodness. Allah, be careful. Try to be sure that both your private and your open are the same. Good. Be good inside and outside. Don't be good outside and you are not good inside. That's why you are deceiving yourself. And Allah, at the end of the day, if you are not careful, He will show you that you are a bad person. Try to be good so that you don't become an instrument for evil. Some people will be jubilating now as this man has this one. Be jubilating. It is in only engagement. It may even be from within work. This world is a complex place. Lord, we can stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.